And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper.
Hello.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got another great show this week. We're going to rush it a bit, aren't we?
Tight ship today.
It's a tight ship because we're trying desperately hard to avoid Uncle Weeto.
Yes.
Hey, we've got a word of the week.
Have we?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think I got one.
Okay.
And then I got one. I was doing gigs in Cardiff at the weekend with a comic called Danny James.
Yep.
Who said, Paul, have you heard of roller skate brakes? I went, no, I haven't heard of roller skate brakes, Danny. What are they? He went, I didn't think you'd have heard of them. I've made them up. It's my new name for boobs.
Nice.
Why?
I don't understand it.
I don't really understand it. Roller skate brakes.
Right.
I was trying to work out, was it like, if a girl's on roller skates and she runs into a wall?
Right. like the air cushion thing.
Yeah.
Might be.
Airbags.
Airbags.
Yeah. I was trying to think, or if you're on roller skates and you see a lady walk past with very nice knockers,
you steer towards them to stop.
Will you brake? Yeah. Or will you use them as brakes?
Use them as brakes. Sorry, love. It was an emergency.
Yeah, so anyway.
Always thinking.
Anyway, is that all right? Can we go with roller skate brakes?
Okay.
This is the Needles, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a brilliant mic stand this week.
You do like it?
I love it. I love it, yeah. And these little drum stands.
It's got blue tape on it.
Like
it's got everything fucking else.
It's got blue tape on it. It's obviously been in some kind of industrial accident, yet still has to prepare food in the kitchen. We're going to get straight on with the first song. Because
okay.
This is, of course,
it's a tight ship.
It's a St. George's Day special part one.
All right, okay.
There's that other Irish thing on, but we're not mentioning it.
Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day on Saturday.
No, you had to go and say it, didn't you? That's like Macbeth. Don't say it. It's St. George's Day part one.
Okay.
It's what I'm calling from now on.
Oh,
so
well
all
done.
The bands we're playing this week are not only English, they're very English.
They're
very English. First up is Goldblade, Tone.
They're very fucking English.
And we are fans of Goldblade.
Yes.
We're big fans of them. It's from an album called Rebel Songs, the track we're going to play. It's the last track on it. We've featured a load of songs of it. They've got a best of out now as well, worth getting. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
Goldblade.co.uk.
Goldblade.com!
Is it?
Paulie B1,
no, shit.
Tony Neil, and I have to say, last week, I was wrong. It wasn't 4-2.
Was it?
It was 3-3.
Was it?
It was 3-3. I listened back, I went,
God, we can't count.
I've done him wrong. It was 3-3, Tone, so well done.
Oh,
shake hands. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
God, you've got cold hands, you have.
I know. Warm heart.
I like cold hands.
No, actually, black heart.
Black heart.
cold hands,
black heart.
Black heart. This is the last track on Goldblade's album, Rebel Songs. They are on our MySpace Top Friends. This is Sick World.
Sick world, curse is fair. Sick world.
Excellent. Cool. Sick World, Goldblade. What a start to this St. George's Day special part one.
Are we not mentioning the other one, okay?
We're not mentioning, the other one. What other one?
I don't know.
We dealt with it last week.
I didn't say it.
It was dealt with last week.
Okay.
And do you know what?
I didn't get
a single email, message or comment saying I've been out of order.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just all scared of you now.
Oh, maybe I'm just justified. Yeah, scared.
Okay.
All right, scared.
I'll go for scared.
Hey,
personally.
MySpace, latest comments, Tone.
Fuck MySpace.
I love MySpace.
Please, fuck MySpace.
Please.
Please.
If you have a comment for us and you are one of our MySpace friends, please leave it. MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Just leave it.
Just leave it.
Leave
out.
It. Leave it. You can leave up to 2,500 characters, but we'd rather you didn't.
Has that been tested?
Probably.
Right, okay.
Someone probably wrote, Punky's great, Punky's great, Punky's great, Punky's great.
Punk it.
You've reached your MySpace limit. You've reached your MySpace limit.
I fucking have.
Here goes
it.
Anyway, first one. Thanks for the ad. First heard you guys on Wicked Radio.
Oh, wicked.
Grew up with Deshi, the goat herder. Back in the day, we used to fuck around with truckers.
Oh.
By blasting punk rock.
Keep that to yourself.
Oh, by blasting punk rock on the CB radio, which really pissed those rednecks off. Now he's got a kick-ass setup and Punky Radio is fucking awesome. Love the music. Get to hear bands either I've forgotten over the years or new stuff I've got to pick up when I get the chance. And the comedy is rocking. Excellent work, gentlemen. When you guys hit Chicago, I'll buy you a couple of pints.
Should we just Kai do Chicago?
Kai Shakunin.
We'll just stay in Chicago. Apparently that's where everyone is.
We'll be going to Madison, Wisconsin as well. If we just go to Chicago, we'll go to Madison, Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Have to. Great place. And so that's interesting because the next comment is from Evil Deshi. Evil, the king of punky radio, the king of wicked radio. Gooper,
hi.
What's that fishy smell in here? Oh, it was just Tony. Thanks for the re-ad, guys. You are becoming quite popular here in Wisconsin, we've heard. The blokes here love hearing their steak mentioned on your show, cheeseheads. I guess it's all the fucking cheese. Oh, these cunts eat here. And just because I can. Tammy Baldwin, the lesbo cuntbag congresswoman here, is a twat. We'll be the judges of that, Deshi. Get it right.
There were official channels to go through for that segment of this show, I'll have you know.
You'd think he'd know.
You'd think he would, wouldn't you?
He plays us 4 times
anyway,
a day.
He mentions the blokes. What about the girls?
What, the ladies with the roller skate brakes?
The ladies of Wisconsin, yes.
Ladies of Wisconsin, if you have a cracking pair of roller skate brakes, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, I've got a cracking pair of roller skate brakes. I'd like a JPEG, as long as you're over 18. Oh, dear God!
Oh, dear.
Me and my lady friends went to Southampton this weekend to see one of the last ever Jesse James gigs. It was lush. Also, met one of the support acts called The Exposed. And as their tunage kind of seemed relevant, especially the anti-emo song, I recommended they get in touch with you guys. Always promoting, always promoting. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, still haven't forgiven you. Grr, scahooshed. They've been in touch, haven't they, The Exposed?
The Exposed emailed me, yep, they're going to send us the album.
Excellent.
And it was a very nice email, it did what it said on the tin, and they asked us politely.
What lovely people.
What lovely people.
Hey. Oh, this is the Planet Smashers, by the way.
Okay.
I want a punky thong. How much are they? Cafe Press sucks. Your tops are overpriced. Sort it out, Crazy M. No, they're not, they're very reasonably priced.
They're very reasonably priced.
They're very reasonably priced.
With a very reasonable exchange rate.
If you knew how little we got for them, you'd realise how reasonably priced they were.
we don't make money off that store.
And there is a follow-up to this. Who was the band that played My Girlfriend Gave Me VD or something like that on the 19th Feb show?
Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle, and it's called VD.
It's called VD.
It's good at the alcohol profile there in our top
friends. There you go. That song was fucking great! P.S. Still listening to that show, actually. I'm a show or two behind. Just listening to Tony Towers. The bass line needs changing!
Leave it out.
Come on!
It's all right.
Paulie
it's fine.
B and Crazy M. Crazy M, Crazy M!
She's off my Christmas card list.
Fair enough. Well, that's all right. No point you basing it on anything else, is there?
Oh! Puntastic!
Look at this random smacktod I found lurking around this weekend. Remind you of anyone? I want to see Tony working here sometime soon. Hope you enjoyed Cardiff, Paulie B, and that's from Ali E. And if you go on my social page, there is a photograph of me and Ali E at night outside a bar called Ezet.
Ezet!
Right. What a name for a bar in Cardiff! Ezet!
Ezet!
Fucking great night out there. Thank you very much, Zach.
If I get the invite, I'll go down.
And yes, I did have a very good time. You've got the invite and you'll probably go down.
Wicked.
I'm saying no more. Bike test on Friday. Wish me luck. Fat boy. No, fuck off, you cunt. I wonder if he'll ever get the stabilisers off.
Never going to happen, is it? It's my tricycle.
Right then.
Podcast Alley.
Podcast Alley.
Tell us all about it.
Well, please vote for us if you haven't so far done this month. Please go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. We read out the best comments.
We appreciate your votes. Please vote.
We are number two this month.
Are we?
Some other ones sneaked in the front again.
Are they?
Very suspicious.
Very suspicious.
They're all consecutively numbered, which is always a bit of a red light.
Ooh.
Anyway,
what does consecutively numbered mean?
It means they're like one after another. Like vote number 270,872.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's just completely disgusting.
Yeah. But they're not like real votes. But anyway, vote for us if you haven't done. Please do. Thank you very much. Right, Podcast Alley comments. Thanks. The most regular podcast of them all. You guys must eat all bran. Piss on the proxies. You're the best. And that's from Mark Spooner.
Thanks, Spooner. I've been accused of a lot of things, but being regular isn't
regular.
One of them. I'm just a regular guy.
Mind you, my new diet. Oh, dear me.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I was eating before I came out to do the podcast? Muesli.
Muesli.
Fucking muesli. It was horrible. It was like cardboard.
You've been spending too much time with them Germans.
You guys are fucking awesome. Can never spend too much time with the Germans.
No, you can't, you're right.
You guys are fucking awesome. Keep doing what you do. Rock on.
Rock on.
Awesome, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
And here's a new one. Here's your fucking comment, you cunts. That's Beware the Rhino.
Beware the Rhino.
Beware the Rhino.
There was a cut. I think the Rhino might be mates with Scar Hughshed.
I think is it her birthday as well?
Oh, yeah. Did I miss that out? Or maybe I've got that written somewhere else.
Maybe.
I think I've got that written somewhere else.
Sorry. Punky is the best podcast ever.
It is.
Paul and Tony are possibly the funniest two people I've ever heard.
No doubt about it.
Lots of good music, funny stories, and not to mention a great disliking Emma Kimblerds and that twat, James Blunt.
Kimblerds.
Peace. Corey.
Peace.
Peace, man.
Peace, man.
Possibly the funniest two people.
Possibly.
God,
I'm regular.
Glowing, is it?
I'm regularly funny.
Regularly possible.
I'm regularly funny.
It seems like there are a million fucking Catherines writing in comments
it
and
does,
things to your
it,
show.
Tony?
It does, doesn't it?
A million and one.
Who'd have thunk it? So I'd just like to distinguish myself from the pack as the one who always signs off with much love.
Always please, shining off with much love.
Don't call me Ronald, you gummy twats. Much love, Catherine. There you go.
Catherine. If we don't know what you look like yet, and you've got a cracking pair of roller skate brakes.
Please email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Titling your email, I've got a cracking pair of roller skate brakes. Or worse to that effect.
Yeah, I'm alright. Leave me out of the
as long as you're over 18.
Yeah. There you go, that's Podcast Out of Comments.
Excellent, let's get on with the next song.
Right then.
Because we're racing through this.
Tight ship special.
We need to avoid Uncle Weto. Next up.
Yeah.
On this.
It's crazy blue
on
tape.
St. George's Part 1 special. St. George's Day Part 1 special.
Yep.
Resistance 77. You don't get a lot more English than Resistance 77, do you?
No.
We spoke about Ellis the other week. We seem to play a band that Ellis is in every week. But that's because he's in every band.
I played with him Friday night in a band.
I'm glad you finished that off. This is from their latest album, Songs for a Nanny State. Bit of a cracker. We played a couple of songs off it before, but we haven't played track one, Our Street.
And we're
going to play it this week.
Wicked.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
Oh, you dirty bastard.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/Resistance77, as in the numbers.
No, MySpace.com/Res77. Because Kieran, the bassist,
called for Resistance.
Called himself Resistance 77.
Oh, so mine would work.
No, you'd go to Kieran, the bass player.
Mine would kind of, yeah, but I'm sure it's
yeah,
his top friends.
Tony, I didn't say what is Kieran, the bass player's
I was just trying
MySpace.
To scum
that would have been
points.
Really great. If you got that right, I would have impressed you. So it's Paulie B on the internet too, Tony Neil. This is great.
Did I get the first one? Oh, didn't you?
No, sir.
Good.
You went .co.uk rather than .com.
All right, play the song.
They will be on our MySpace top friends, as will all the bands this week. This is Our Street.
Yeah.
Whoa, good mixing.
Blimey.
Resistance 77, R Street. This is Mustang Lightning. I'm getting it right this week, aren't I? I'm remembering every time. I know I'd ask you to do the twat thing, but can I do these first?
Of course you can.
I just thought I'd rather do it this way, if you don't mind. Emails and messages. This is a very good way to get in touch with us if you've got something a bit more involved than you can leave at Podcast Alley or MySpace. And the best thing to do is to email paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com.
That's me.
That is indeed you, sir. You manly chap. He's changed.
You've changed.
You've changed. Why have I changed? Because I'm being nice.
Well, various reasons. Yeah. That's one reason. Yeah, you're being nice. Yeah.
What are the various reasons, though?
I don't know. I keep saying to you every day this week, I'm sure. I think it's quite a bit recently you've changed.
Like, for the better or the worse?
Oh, for the better.
Oh, really? Excellent.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I know why you're saying I've changed, because you haven't seen me for 5 days.
That's it.
It's been great, Paul. You've been really quiet. Holy fucking shit. I can't believe I didn't find you guys sooner. We can't either.
Where you been?
I'm in love with the show and the music. I have been a punk rocker for many years and I love to listen to the show and hear what's going on across the pond. Thanks for the entertainment, Jessica Sykes. Once you go Mac, you never go back. Thank you very much, Jessica, and I'm glad you found us.
Is that a PC reference?
Probably.
Macintosh.
I don't think she's shagging blokes in raincoats.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Jessica, if you've been shagging blokes in raincoats and you've got any photographs of it,
please email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Type in your email, I've been shagging blokes in raincoats.
And I've never gone back.
And I've never gone back.
But now, I've recently used a Macintosh and they're all right.
Hello.
Hello.
Ages ago, you played that great song by your friend. What the fucking fuck is going on now? And I totally forgot all the info about him. Does he have a MySpace page or website or anything? I think it was fab, you see. Beck. Well, Beck, unfortunately, he's a useless fat lump who lives in the southwest of France. I don't think he has got a MySpace page. When he does things, he puts them onto YouTube.
Right.
And I can't even remember what he calls himself. 28 Stone or something?
Ruts. Oh.
No, Ruts, yeah, but what's the...
Oh, yeah, it's something like 28 Stone,
isn't
it?
It's something like 28 Stone. I will try and find out, Beck, but his video is still on our page.
Yes,
and if you click
is.
On that, won't it take you to his YouTube?
Yes.
So if you click on his video, it's on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. I think as soon as you start listening to that, it'll take you through to his YouTube page and you might be able to find more stuff there.
I think so.
That would be sensible.
That's from Beck.
That is from Beck,
he's
yeah.
He's reaching, isn't he? He's looking for new musical ideas.
You totally know what I was talking about.
I
then,
was too
you?
Slow for words there.
I've embarrassed myself.
Right.
I've embarrassed myself. Good joke, Tony.
Thank
I'm
very
sorry
much.
I didn't get it.
That's all right. It's been a long day.
You've been working on your comedy.
I've been eating muesli. And yoghurt.
Oh, yeah. I'm
loving the yoghurt.
I've got you into the yoghurt, haven't I?
Yeah, bio-yoghurt. Who'd have thought it?
Friendly bacteria, Tony.
Friendly. It's
friendly
nice.
Bacteria.
It's nice. It's I've good, made new friends.
It's a good way for nerds to pull.
Thank
to
you
the
very
advert.
Much. Really? It works.
Hey.
Oh.
Lads, okay. Always take out a tub of natural yoghurt with you. Don't go into too many reasons as to why you've got it, though.
Deep tub. Okay.
Big spoon.
If you have a...
Big spoon.
If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Again...
A reason.
A reason. There's got to be a reason. Hate me for a reason. I'm still going through a bit of a... too many to mention. I'm going through a dry twat phase again.
Oh, are you?
So please
you
do...
You need some twat, don't you?
I need some twat.
You need some twat.
Yeah. So please email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I'm nice. I'll reply to you. Or might not.
Yeah.
Dearest Manly Tony, this is from Chantel.
Chantel! She's Chantel. Been back in touch quite a bit recently. Well done, her.
Yes.
She's a Canardan Ardenan.
She is.
She's the angriest Canardan Ardenan we've met, isn't she?
There are more angry ones, I'm sure. I'm sure Catherine's quite angry.
Catherine's not as angry as Chantel. Chantel, the only thing Chantel likes about us is the way we say Chantel.
Have you seen what Catherine wrote about me on the Punky Owners group?
I haven't been there in a while.
All right, have a read.
I'll have a read.
And then just think about that, what you just
all
said.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Let's just say I read that on Monday morning. Wasn't very happy. Dearest Manly Tony, due to the dry twat, I'm going to nominate my computer for is a twat. Here are the top 10 reasons why my computer is a twat. 10. It sends me straight to Fishtown every time I try to vote on Podcast Alley because it refuses to load the page. 9. When I need it to load Punky onto my iPod, it almost always refuses or has some difficulty. I swear, it's getting in the bum. 8. It erases the songs off my iPod when it feels like it. Fucking Smacktardian. 7. It goes slower than a turtle stampeding through peanut butter when I'm busy than a cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond. It's just full of it. I love
slower
it.
Slower than a turtle stampeding through peanut butter.
When I'm busy than a cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond. Number six. It enjoys freezing any internet windows while I'm trying to check my MySpace. Well, fuck MySpace.
Oh, don't worry.
And
have
iTunes open
Let
at the same
go,
time.
Let it go, Tony.
I've moved on. Five. It erases my school essays and or culminating activities and refuses to either open or print them. I swear someone shoved a frozen Mars bar in its turd cutter.
Four. Good work.
It gets the computer equivalent of wanker's plums after downloading or uploading any files.
Oh, yeah. What sort of files?
I don't know. Sent to many.
Three!
Click! It acts Grofost and freezes if you try to load an internet page while updating an iPod or MP3 player. Two! It can make anyone scream snickerdoodles at how slow it runs.
Snickerdoodles.
Shit. You're better than I am, obviously. And finally, number one. As much as I love my computer, because it supplies me with my weekly dose of Punky, it can be a real stanky little chuff. And decide not to turn on at all.
Stanky little chuff.
Or decide the internet is no longer allowed to run when it chooses. Sometimes I swear my smack toilet of a computer has a Santa-cyst mind of its own.
Brilliant.
The above reasons are why my computer from Simcoe, Ontario, Canada is a twat. Thank you, Chantel. So, all just right. For the pure use of the language.
This is a fantastic one.
All okay, right. So Chantel's computer from Simcoe, Ontario, Canada
is a twat. That's Canardina, by the way.
Sorry.
Yeah, that is.
I realised the error of my mistake.
Next song.
Yes.
Zombino and the Skeletones on this St. George's Day Part 1 special.
Okay.
This is from a limited edition CD called Monsters on 45, which was basically the 3 7-inch EPs that they brought out over the last 2 years. Right. They have got a new album out, and I was going to play a track of that, but I can't find it.
Right.
So I've gone back to this one. I don't think we've played this one before. The track is called Astro Boy. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
Zombina.com.
It is. It's a point back. Yes. It's poorly being the internet too. Tony
yes!
won.
Yes!
I love
Come on!
All right. I love... I love Zombina and the Skeletons.
Do you?
Yes. I think they're a fantastic band.
Okay.
Here's the proof. I like that. That's catchy and funky.
Nice.
And this is Zombie Ghost Train. Of course. It's time to sell out, Tone.
All the Zeds. Yes.
It's time to sell out, Tone. That's right. You know, I don't know whether you're aware, but GoDaddy.com is a really fantastic website.
Is it?
Yes, because on it, you get the chance to fulfil all of your internet needs.
All of my internet dreams.
If there's anything you need to do with website construction, website maintenance, web domain names, anything like that, go to GoDaddy.com. It's just about the cheapest I found. And
yeah,
what you have to do to get the extra discount,
you have to use the quote code PUNKY1, P-U-N-K-Y and the number 1. You get a 10% discount.
It's particularly good if you're in the UK, of course, Tony.
Yeah, because of that exchange rate, baby.
Exchange rate, baby. You remembered it.
Oh, yes.
You blues whore. I'm a blues whore.
Well, too much Blues Brothers, that's what it is.
It is.
I watched it again the other day.
You can't have enough Blues Brothers. What, just to find out if Boom Boom was on it?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, it does say Boom 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 in it. I mean, we've had this debate before. It's not the Boom 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 song, but it does say it in it. So hence the confusion.
All right.
So, you see, we're both right.
What's this about t-shirts?
Don't forget, cafepress.com/punkyradio, our t-shirt store. But it's not just t-shirts, folks. Oh, no. You can get thongs on there as well. Don't forget, punkyradio.com, hit the store link.
Still even, isn't it, the thongs? They're still even. It's a bit freaky,
actually. We've not answered the debate.
No.
If you do want us to add anything, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, if you want a mug or any of the things that they supply. We are going to update it with more stuff anyway.
Because Air Out My Shorts don't beat us at anything.
No way. Although they do look better in the thongs than we do.
I fundamentally disagree.
Do you?
I look good in a thong.
Well,
I've seen me in one, remember?
Yeah, and I've asked you never to shame with that picture. So I guess we'll never get into that debate, are we? Send to many. Delete.
The anyway. Word whore looks good in her knickers. Fair enough.
The word whore looks good.
But buttons, man. I don't want him to take a sock off.
Well, I'm not... Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
What's the web address again?
cafepress.com/punkyradio, or just go to punkyradio.com and hit the store link.
Very sensible. And also, for all your internet needs, godaddy.com.
And that's it, sold out.
It is. And this, stay tuned for Osama of the Month, a brand new feature after this. Well, it might have helped, Tony, if I'd got the next music lined up.
Might have done.
That was the Kramers. It's up now.
Okay.
That was the Kramers. This is the Cemetery Surfers. That is from a Kramers EP that came out, eponymously titled The Kramers. And they'll be on a MySpace Top Friends. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is... I'm going to find out what I want to know, actually. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheKramersMusic.
Get in!
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Come on! Woo! Say that again, because you sound happy about it.
MySpace.com/TheKramersMusic.
It is. It's probably been the internet too. Tony too. This is interesting this week.
It's still a draw.
This is interesting. After and the Kramers are, of course, from Hitchin.
Yeah.
Which is in.
Hertfordshire.
Which is in. England.
What? England.
Because it's St. George's Day Part 1 special
this week.
Yeah.
Can it's you see on
where,
Earth.
Can you see where I'm going there?
I see where you're going with it.
I've got, it's time for a new feature, Tony.
Ooh.
Well, I've been threatening this for a while, but I don't know whether I have.
Have we done it on air, though?
We haven't done it on air, have we?
I don't think we have, no.
Have I even mentioned it on air?
No.
I don't know if I have.
Ooh, maybe you did. Actually,
I did. No, I mentioned that Osama bin Laden was on MySpace.
Yes,
and that if the CIA wanted any help finding him, they should get in touch with us.
Yes,
he has a number of profiles. Now I'll leave it up to you, good listener, to decide which one you think is the real one. But our first one this week is a very charming Osama bin Laden.
Charming one.
Now,
the scamp
on his MySpace page says, "This is the real Osama bin Laden." Right, male, 50 years old.
Right, okay.
Location: somewhere in the mountains of Afghanistan. He has 103 MySpace friends. I'll tell you who some of them are later on in this piece, right? In his about me, he says, "Well, I'm a terrorist. I like to blow things up, and I love shooting things. I also live in caves along the along the Pakistan and Afghanistan border. You will never find me because I am too sneaky. Saddam is a big idiot. He got caught living in a hole. Ha ha! What a retard he is. My real full name is Usma bin Mohammed bin Awad bin Laden, and I was born on March the 10th, 1957, which was last Saturday. March the 10th.
Yes.
It was Osama's 50th last Saturday.
Oh.
And I reckon the CIA had a man undercover in every cake shop in the Middle East. On the off chance that they'd be under instructions to follow anyone who walked in and made an order for many happy returns, Aussie.
For hand grenade shaped cakes.
And I don't think, I wonder what his birthday would have been like, by the way.
Like Christmas crackers.
Just a quiet affair. I don't like to make a fuss.
Sim Salivin man.
So anyway, back to his profile. Is the United States government is after my ass because of the attacks I planned on America. If you turn me in, the US will give you $25 million. Yeah, that's right. I think that's a lot of money. People believe I'm dead, but no, I'm still alive, so keep looking for me in this big game of hide-and-go-seek. I have lots of wives and lots of kids. Osama bin Laden's interests: general, Afghani spiders, big nuclear bombs, rocket-propelled grenade launches, and AK-47s. Music, Afghan techno music, and I also love the Middle Eastern band Group X. TV, Afghan Idol... And the little videos of me walking in the mountains you see on CNN every once in a while. Well, you wouldn't, Tony. You live in a bubble. Books. This is interesting. Books.
Okay.
How to set off a nuclear bomb in 60 seconds and the history of car bombing.
Nice.
Very nice. Now, Osama bin Laden's details. Status: married. Orientation: bi.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's why he wears them dresses. It's a bit of a giveaway.
Yeah, that is true.
Hometown, Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Body type: 6'3", some extra baggage. Ethnicity: Middle Eastern. Religion: Muslim. Zodiac sign: Pisces, of course.
Of course.
The fish. Smoke, drink, no.
No.
Children: proud parent. Education: high school. Occupation: terrorist. Income: less than 30 grand a year.
It don't pay, does it?
No, crime doesn't pay, Tone.
Crime doesn't pay.
And his top friends, he has 103 friends.
Okay.
His top friends include Saddam Hussein, which I think ought to be deleted, Kim Jong-il, Olivia, and Mr. Sunset Dust.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? There'll be another Osama of the Month in a month's time.
Nice.
Yeah. If you find an Osama bin Laden MySpace profile, make sure you let us know, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want this.
Always looking.
I want this to keep going, because we do want to find him on behalf of the Western world.
Yeah,
we're not going to arrest him.
Claim 25 million.
Well,
we don't have to sell out then.
And Osama, if you are listening, we're quite interested in hearing some of your Afghan techno music.
If sounds
you
can good, send it.
If you can send it.
Salabin.
Let's place it. We played Azerbaijani prog rock, didn't we? So
on this show.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Of course.
Ages ago.
Yeah.
Guess what I've done, Tone, over the weekend.
I don't know.
I've listened to both Total Talk Nonsense and Air Out My Shorts.
No.
I felt like I've been letting them both down, particularly Total Talk Nonsense. I haven't been giving them the time that I should have been. We just haven't had time. But yeah. I'm back on track now. I'm now back to listening to TTN every week. It is my favourite podcast.
I listened to TTN this week. I liked how they read the comments out. All three of them.
Yeah.
And two of them were from who? Us.
But the thing is, I thought it was a really good show this week.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good fun all the way through. And it's very informative for me as well, because obviously they talk about US politics a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't get a lot of information about that.
No, I don't watch the news.
You skip those bits and hope they hear them say, Tony.
Yeah.
I know what you do.
Yeah.
You just wait for it to hear them going, come on!
Come on!
Whereas I listen to the show properly. And I do recommend to every single one of our listeners that you listen to Total Talk Nonsense as well.
It's great.
I just wanted to say that because they're really brilliant, you know. Although saying that,
and they're going to buy his beer when we go to Chicago.
Although saying that, there doesn't seem a lot of reference to Mia anymore on that show. They do seem to have just gone about you. And John and Scott had a chat about that. Because Scott said to John, "How come you and Tony are in touch?" And John said to Scott, "Well, you don't email him, do you?" And it's a fair point.
Yeah.
That me and Scott are not currently corresponding because he's a stupid hairless fish amphibian, no eyes weirdo.
It takes two people not to communicate, people. That's what I'm saying.
They are brilliant. Make sure you check them out. Their website's TotalTalkNonsense.com.
Yep.
They're on our top friends. They're also in Pod Riot, which is the collective, it's still going. But it's there, isn't it? The website's
PodRiot.com.
Yeah. PodRiot.com. You find out. And you'll also find Air Out My Shorts and some of the other podcasts we're friends with as well. I'll talk about Air Out My Shorts in a bit.
Excellent.
I'm just going to get on with the next song, man. We're racing through this week, aren't we?
It's a type ship. What?
Actually, would you like to just talk about your gig on Friday
It
now?
Was great.
We
played at the Town Mill Friday. And for some reason, I don't quite know why, we dressed up as gangsters. It seemed a good idea.
Makes a change from bombers.
It was Urza Pam and Flying Blind and Rocket Cycle. It was a really good night. Thanks to all those that came down. And thanks to the bands that played. It was brilliant. There's some pictures on my profile, myspace.com/Tony Hearn, and the alcohol profile, which you'll link through from there.
And there was a decent turnout as well, wasn't
it? It was a good turnout, it was a good room. We didn't have to pay for the room, we actually got paid a little bit of money afterwards, which has gone on debts. But hey, that's rock and roll. It was a good night.
Rock and roll is all about debt.
And obviously Pam, Mario from Pam listens to the show. Hey. Thanks, dude.
It turns out...
He also jumped for us as well once.
It turns out it's not just crime that doesn't pay. Things are getting rougher than rough. Times are getting tougher than tough. I earn a lot of money, but I just keep spending the stuff. I don't think they started in the song.
No. Worse for it.
Next song. Mm-hmm. King Kurt.
Right.
On this St. George's Day Part 1 special. King Kurt, one of my favourite bands ever, of course. And this is taken from an album called Alcoholic Rap, which is actually a compilation album. But it was just the first one I found. I'm a completist where King Kurt are concerned. I've got pretty much everything they've done. Except for a song I can't even remember the name of. It's
brilliant.
So obscure. But I've got most of them. Anyway, Classic Casanova. I haven't got that. I haven't got Classic Casanova. I would like a copy of that. But we have played Alcoholic Rat off here.
Yeah.
And we played Road to Rack and Ruin off here.
Mm.
But this week we're going to play Horatio.
Right.
Not Horatio Nelson, right. King Kurt's brother Horatio. The legend of King Kurt is such that King Kurt was a rat who took the band of the five or six ugliest men in South London down to Zululand to teach them how to rock properly. Proof of that is Horatio. This is a really catchy song.
Okay.
It's really great fun. The lyrics are great. If you're remotely into psychobilly or rockabilly, you're going to love this. If you're not, you're just going to like it anyway. Tone, it's got quite a long start on it, so I'm just going to start it off straight away.
Okay.
It's great. I love it. Right. What I want to know is, Tone, what is King Kurt's MySpace page?
MySpace page? MySpace.com/... King Kurt.
MySpace.com/... Alcoholic Rat. Probably being into three. Tony, two. Let's have it.
A rat downtown that you might know. Oh, he goes by the name of a Horatio, with a skinny wedge and a long green tail. He don't like studs, but he'll shot his nails. Hey!
Radio. I ruined that.
Luckily, I didn't know it enough to ruin it.
I love that song. My apologies to any proper King Kurt fans out there for me ruining the end of that song, but I couldn't stop myself singing.
Email paulieb@punkradio.com.
Yeah,
with your death threats.
All your abuse. This is Dead Sixes, of course.
Oh.
God, it's an all-star cast on the music this week, isn't it?
All-star.
All-star. Goldblade.
All-star always.
Kramers. Zombina. King Kurt. Resistance 77.
Oh, yeah.
And the last band to come, another bunch of little crackers. Oh. So,
tight
this week, so last week just gone then, I was in Cardiff Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And I met up with Ali E.
Ali E.
Who is a punky fan.
And she's tall.
She is tall, yeah. She is tall. She's very tall. You can see her from space.
Wicked.
She's got contour lines.
Wicked.
And it was very nice to see her too. And I had two relatively good gigs there. I say relatively good gigs because the sound at Cardiff Jonglers is a bit rubbish.
Right.
But the audience were really good both nights, so it was cool. It was cool. And on the Saturday night, I got invited to a nightclub by an entire hen do from Cheltenham.
Danger.
And I didn't
Danger.
Go.
Danger.
I didn't go because I'd been offered free beer, and is it?
That's wrong, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
You start turning down the ladies and go for the beer.
No.
I'd do the same.
Yeah, it was a no-brainer, actually.
Yeah.
And then last night on Sunday, I did a gig in Exeter at a place called Havana. Sold a couple of CDs, had a really great gig. It was really, really good fun.
Right.
And there was an open mic guy on called David Whitney, and he was really good, very funny. Well done him. Look out for him in the future. That's what I'm saying, Tone.
Right.
Look out for the Whitney.
Look out for Whitney.
I'm going to add him to my Paul B. Edwards profile. myspace.com/PaulB_Edwards.
Is he up and coming?
I think he's going to do very well. I think you'll be seeing him around.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not moving to Twin Towers, is he?
He's only been going... No, he wants a life and a career. he's only been going 11 months,
leave.
But he's got an interesting background. He used to run a cigarettes and whiskey shop in Soho.
Really?
And was telling me about how there was a few ladies of the night used to get their whiskey and fags off him.
Ladies of the night... No, that's what
exchanging
song,
hand jobs. But he was saying that there's a whole price list.
Ladies
of the night, they'd come in to get their whiskey and fags and that, and then he would chat to them. And he
there's
said,
a bargaining
he'd say,
system.
So how much is everything? And interestingly,
yeah.
You know, really, considering everything's expensive in bloody London, straight sex, £20.
Really?
Yeah. Straight sex, £20. Or French, which doesn't mean kissing. French is a blowjob, £20.
Why is French a blowjob?
Just it goes back to Cynthia Payne and French polishing and all that from the past. It was slang for it or something.
Oh, right.
But French means blowjob. It doesn't, because you can't kiss ladies of the night because that's intimate. They don't have that.
No, right? that would be too close, wouldn't it?
It goes up. The menu goes up to £70 for a bum.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
But guess what's £120, the most expensive thing this particular woman charged, £120.
To shit on them?
Yes!
Really?
For her to shit on the client, yeah. She doesn't actually do it the other way around.
All right, no, but that would be disgusting, wouldn't it?
But basically, yeah. But basically,
how did I guess that?
For 120 quid, you can get pooed on. I'd do it for 60.
I'd do it for 20.
10.60.
How much is a bottle of wine?
Yeah, but how much is a bottle of wine? Mm. Where?
On the menu.
Oh, I thought you went up the bum or whatever. Which end?
Well, I thought sex, a blowjob, and a bottle of wine.
Cork first. I'm not a slag.
It's some kind of prostitute meal deal. I've got to...
Two for one. Buy one, get one free. It'll be all right.
Listen, so that's prostitution covered?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
We had nationalism covered last week. Yeah. This week, we've covered Osama bin Laden.
Prostitution.
Prostitution. I think we've done all right.
Ooh. What was that then?
I don't know. It was interesting.
It was, wasn't it? Have we run out of things to say?
Surely not. Surely not. Tony, I've got loads to say.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm just trying to... This weekend, for example.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in Aberystwyth tomorrow night. Oh, they can't keep me out of Wales, is it? Oh!
Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth. Yes, I am doing the University of Wales in Aberystwyth tomorrow night, Tuesday night. So if you're in the West Wales area and you fancy some abuse, why not come down? Then I'm going in the recording studio on Thursday to record Goths on Holiday with the King of Goth.
Not me.
No, you're not the King of Goth.
No.
No.
I am the King.
You're the Queen of Cloth. Then Friday, Saturday night, I'm doing Bow Jonglers in East London.
Bow.
Where the Cockneys are from. Sound of the Bow Bells, mate.
Really?
Oh, blimey, Governor. That was a pair.
That was some pairs.
That was a... Oh, let's have a butcher's at that. Not a pack butcher's, a butcher's hook. Look. yeah, so I'm doing that. And then Sunday, I'm doing a gig in Windsor. I'm going from one extreme to the other in London, basically. I'm going for East End filth to Windsor Castle, basically. Yeah. So I'm not doing a gig in Windsor Castle, but it'll be in the grounds. So I might stay with homosexual Simon.
Oh, yeah.
Simon Houlihan,
yeah.
The queen of the pub quiz. Might do.
Nice one.
Tony, can you just run through something while I do this?
Contact... Yes, BT Pod Show.
Yes.
Our BT Pod Show page, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. It's not feeling love lately. I don't think it's getting many visits. Please do visit our page and add a comment if you can. And sign up for BT Pod Show to create your free, not at all as crap as MySpace profile. Fuck
there
MySpace.
There is a lot of good stuff on it, to be fair, isn't there? On BT Pod Show.
Not on MySpace.
Yeah.
On BT Pod Show there is.
And you look after our BT Pod Show page.
Yes,
so if you'd rather talk to Tony than me, make sure that you go there, because quite frankly, I've had enough of you lot on MySpace. I'd rather you had a word with him for a bit.
And I just don't go into MySpace if I can help it.
Exactly, yeah, so...
Yeah, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Add yourself a free account and add as a comment or a review. And if you're in the reviewing mood, hop along to iTunes. If you go to iTunes...
You're good at this.
Thank you very much. If you go to punkyradio.com, there's an iTunes link on the left-hand side of the screen. If you hit that, it will load your iTunes up, and magically on the music store, it will open the Punky page. And you can add a review. 5 stars only, please, if you can. And we'll read out your reviews at some point. I've got to do the US ones soon.
You did the UK, you have. The other week. I did the UK ones, yeah.
We've been a bit slack.
Yeah, you've got loads of US ones to do as well.
The US ones, we get loads of them. Yeah. It's going to take me a good time to read them out. Might have to do them in instalments.
Well, you just got to do five a week or something.
Maybe serialise it.
I'll do MySpace top five. Do top five iTunes. Get it going, Tone.
I've tried to.
New bit for you. Hey.
All right.
I listened to Air Out My Shorts this week.
I found out on it that
according to the whore's batter mix, there's no easy way to say that.
No, not.
I look like a cross between Elvis Costello and Chris Elliott, who lives under their stairs.
Why someone live under their stairs?
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know. You see,
do they feed him?
Recently, I've been getting a lot more sort of Johnny Depp Elvis sort of thing.
Johnny Depp? Who the fuck's been saying that?
Absolutely fucking no one, Tony. You're an idiot. I get Ed Norton after he's had a good punch in.
Yeah, in Fight Club.
Yeah. And Baldrick with a quiff, obviously,
right,
with a
okay.
shit quiff.
Yeah,
I get
that
as well. I get Michael Barrymore undercover. Incognito. Right, this seems a good point to play the last song.
Oh yeah, songs.
I ain't got no pool flame.
Pool flame. Ah, cool.
Can you see what I've done there?
No.
Oh yes.
Oh goodness.
Oh, I can now.
Right. Last song on this week's
that
show.
Was topical.
Say the best till last.
Yes.
Right on this St George's Day Part One special. Who better to play than Chelsea?
So you're not doing anything till Saturday then?
Yeah, I'm doing Bojangles as well.
Okay. Yeah, you're not celebrating. You know the other St Day. No. Okay.
Fuck are you on about?
The thing we're not talking about
that
is Saturday
thing
night.
That we're not talking about is on Saturday night. And yeah. Where am I doing a gig, Tony? East London.
Good point. Yeah, you're going to be. You can't avoid it, mate.
No, of course, it's completely the opposite. Of course, I can avoid it.
Well, don't they do it much down there?
No, they're only West London.
Oh, see, I've done much more London. I'll get to know London better soon. I'll start going down.
Oh,
more.
Tony, you're boring me. You're not actually, but haven't we done well on this show?
We have done
well. We have, yeah. Well done us for keeping it a bit tight.
You fucking child.
Yeah. Last track this week, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Right, we've played them before. This is from their latest album, Faster, Cheaper and Better Looking, which, as previously discussed, I had an argument with the lead singer, Gene October, when I said, why don't you play stuff off the new album? He said, people don't want to hear it. They'd rather hear our old classics. I said, bollocks. They do want to hear it, including me. I want to hear it. And the rest of the band agreed, and it was me and the band against Gene October. Slightly embarrassing, but I did win.
Yeah.
And he played Bad Advice, which we're not playing this week. We're playing the last track. We're playing If We Knew Then. We went through this album this afternoon, didn't we, Tony?
Yeah.
And we've picked this one out. It's well catchy, man. Hey, well catchy. It's wicked.
Wicked. Wicked. Wicked.
Well catchy. It's wild catchy. What I want to know is, Tony.
Yes.
What is their website?
ChelseaPunkBand.co.uk.
ChelseaPunkBand.com. Bollocks!
Oh,
so it is 4-2 this week.
Fucking hell.
It is 4-2 to me this week, isn't it? You were so close then. You were so close. I thought I'd get you on the last two, though, to be fair. I did think I'd get you on the last
two.
Yeah,
all right.
You've done very well.
All right, okay.
Listen, look, I'm starting this, but I'm going to keep talking over it as well, okay?
All right.
All right, because I want to talk over the start. Yeah, all right. Because, right, I would like you all to know that all the bands this week will be on our MySpace Top Friends, as will Osama.
Yes.
This is If We Knew Then.
We were 15, we thought that we could rule the world. But now you're 50 with a matching boy and matching girl. Jogging round the park on a cold Sunday afternoon. With your middle-aged spread and an attitude where I'm tuna. A brand new constitution and new philosophy. Who wants for prostitution is for me. If we knew then what we know now, we wouldn't change a thing anyway, anyhow. If we knew then what we know now, we wouldn't change a thing anyway, anyhow. I saw you in a bar on a cold and rainy night, drinking too much whiskey and spoiling for a fight. I know that you are happy the way your life has been. Through rose tinted glasses, everything's so obscene. I wonder why a brand new constitution, a new philosophy. You want the prostitution, it's for me, me, me. If we knew then what we know now, we wouldn't change a thing anyway. If we knew then what we know now, we wouldn't change a thing anyway. But we know now, we wouldn't change a thing when it went anyhow. We knew then, but we know now, wouldn't change a thing when it went anyhow.
All right, fair enough. That is the end. I thought there was going to be a massive big finish on that there. That's great, that. I like that a lot, Tone.
My false ending detector's pretty good.
It is, isn't it?
Well, it's getting better.
Always detecting false endings.
Always detecting false endings.
That was Chelsea. Great band. Always touring.
Always touring.
Fantastic band, Chelsea. Of course, featuring James Stevenson on guitar.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yes.
Friend of the show.
I've met him.
You have met him?
Yeah.
That's what I said. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah. I've met him.
I hope you've enjoyed this week's show.
Yes, thanks.
We would like some more of you bands out there to send us some stuff. We've got a bit low on the good stuff. I know we mentioned it last week, but we've got some things coming in time for next week. But if you are a band who've got some new material and it's on CD and you think it's suitable, please do send your CD to the address on our MySpace profile. And it's also on our website, isn't it? Is it?
No.
It's not.
It's on our BT Podshow page.
It's on our BT Podshow page and our MySpace profile. Okay. Okay. Make sure that you vote for us at Podcast Alley if you can. We do really appreciate the votes. We can't say that enough. We're just about the only podcast that actually goes to the trouble of asking every week and reading out every week. And we should have thousands of votes, really.
Yeah.
But we've got 40.
Yeah. But we're still second
so
in music.
Yeah, true, yeah. So we would like some more.
We should be first there, to be honest with you.
Also, make sure that if you spot Osama bin Laden, you let us know before the CIA.
Yeah, yeah.
We just want to give him a chance.
Let them know. After us.
We just, you know, let the dog see the rabbit.
The fun's in the chase.
Yeah, and do visit our Cafe Press for T-shirts.
cafepress.com/punkyradio. Or email me, tony@punkyradio.com for your merchandise questions and queries. And quandaries.
And quandaries.
I don't even know what the fucking quandary is, but email him with them anyway.
It's a quandary, Tone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Make sure that you visit GoDaddy.com for all your internet needs.
Punky one.
I'm going to go as far as this week to actually lick arse and say, thank you, GoDaddy.
Thank you, GoDaddy.
Thank you, GoDaddy. Thank you, GoDaddy. Listen to Total Talk Nonsense and Air Out My Shorts. There are two favourite other podcasts.
Yes.
Anything else to report, Tone?
Don't think
You've
so.
You've got 20 seconds.
MySpace.com/punkyradio.
Yeah, but you don't like MySpace.
No, fuck MySpace. But, you know, some people like it. Live and let live, that's what I say.
Hopefully, I'll see you this weekend in either Bojonglers or in Windsor. I might even see you tomorrow night in Aberystwyth. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
But you can't hear.
Yeah, we know how to keep the time down. Oh, we know how to keep the time down. But now I'm going to sing my Keep the Time Down song for about 10 minutes.
Please don't.
Oh, fuck off.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.